Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. I have your host, James, here, and we're spending the hour with our good friend, Sheriff Sean Becker and Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sir, we have some other news that we need to get to as well. But real quickly, I feel like this ties into this past story and the story we have coming up, and it's something that nationally I don't see people talking about nearly enough, and that is the situation that happened over the weekend with San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Purcell. He was in San Francisco, noteworthy, one of our richest communities, one of our most, I've spent a lot of time in San Francisco. There's not a dirty part of San Francisco. Like, that is just a very well-lit city, a good community. You have a lot of people in California that consider that the, even more than Beverly Hills in some ways, the richer part of the state. So an armed robbery is attempted in this situation, in a ritzy town, so just putting it in that. Ricky is shot through the chest, thankfully goes through. Even more of a miracle, a officer hears the shots, and I'm trying to find her name, and I apologize, I don't have that right at my hands here. I will have that before I wrap up, but a San Francisco police officer sees this, happens, gets over there, is able to get information from Ricky about the assailant, while also holding him up and keeping the blood pressure all right, talking him through, because he's asking her, am I going to die? Yeah. And she's telling him, no, not on my watch, not today, man. And she saves his life. And all this happens. And I hear plenty of SportsCenter, plenty of people saying that his story and talking about him, and it's very noteworthy. And I'm very thankful that he's okay. Yeah. But I don't hear enough people talking about this young lady, this wonderful officer that handled this situation. Again, going from job, I'm on the job, I'm looking around for crime, to saving a life. Yep. Like that, quicker than the blink of an eye. It's just miraculous what we ask of our officers, and what we don't cover enough in society in these situations. And we have another subject to cover here as well, as far as that. I feel all three of these stories tie in together.
Yeah, well, it's noteworthy what you just said, and I appreciate you bringing up the fact that, that the officer in San Francisco, witnesses are close by, and, does the life-saving measures, right away, and then still communicates, the information about the suspect out to everybody else so they can, find him. That's huge, because you got such a chaotic situation going on, and like you said, you got to change your thought mechanism to, hey, now it's life-saving mode, but I'm still going to have to multitask and get more information out to stop other people from getting hurt. Shooting, this football player, which I'm sure the suspect, I think, is 17 years old. It didn't matter who the individual was. His intent was to, rob him. And look what he did.
Whether they're shooting at a rookie NFL player or a police officer, these assailants, these people, they're not thinking about that. They don't care about those subjects. I did want to mention her name is Sergeant Joelle Harrell. And keep that name in mind, everybody, because that's a hero right there.
Absolutely.
And another story that we had to get a touch on.
Unfortunately, over the Labor Day weekend, we had a fatality, a traffic fatality that was reported to us over the weekend. It was on the 31st, reported about 10 to midnight. And just a very a tragic situation, as all traffic fatalities are, because a fatality means that somebody obviously lost their life. But here you have a situation that we respond to, and somebody was speeding, driving left of center, intoxicated, and struck a motorcyclist pretty much head on. And so then we're dealing with this situation, and then obviously, trying to save somebody's life who did not make it and died, at the scene. That was Miles Dewar. And now you have to look in the secondary mode, which now is really taking the priority, is the investigation. And we've been very fortunate having, those strong working relationships. Like I always say, the State Patrol came out to assist us with that, to do the traffic reconstruction. And then we're handling the investigation on our end, as far as, dealing with, collection of evidence, taking statements, doing everything that we're expected to do under, a tragic situation. So the driver of this situation, or this crime basically. His name is Raitt Abdou, 25 years old. And this is, suspected now, but third offense drunk driving. So you have a young adult, third time around. And during our investigation, I had no problem sharing a lot of this information. Previous to the crash, they're in front of the courthouse, drinking, Snapchatting that information out. And then even more so, the pastor that's with him, Trevor Paulson from Stevens Point area, is videotaping it and Snapchatting it. And they have the whole crash on video. The whole thing of taking somebody's life.
There are no words.
Miles Dewar died because they're out being extremely irresponsible, drunk driving. And now you look at the lives that are changed. The Dewar family has to bury, a sibling, a son, and I'm sure there's many friends there. And then you have this Raitt, Abdou that, all right, now, and he rightfully deserves this. He's going to go to prison for a long time, and he should. Bottom line, he should. And that will have some impact on his family, and I understand that, but he made the decision to do what he did. And I really feel that, he's taken advantage of the system throughout all the way until this tragedy. And he's also got a high cash bond, which says a lot about our criminal justice system here in Wood County, over $2 million. So I don't foresee him walking out of our facility anytime soon. But again, and it goes back to, the social media platforms, the world we live in today where, the communication is so... it's ongoing. It's present. It's there. And then you're Snapchatting a tragedy, and you're Snapchatting, what's happening before that, in front of the courthouse. It it's terrible because, you've got somebody now that, like I said, has lost their life. And now the aftermath of the family that, has to live, without their family member. Their loved one, and just because somebody's being stupid and really doesn't care.
Yeah.
Bottom line, doesn't care. You're 25 years old, and this is the third time that you've been put in a situation. Now it's quite a bit harsher, and you're going to pay. Hmm. And that's on him.
I appreciate the coverage and the details on this one and the transparency as always, sir. I have a number of follow-up questions, but they'll be off air, actually, because okay. I know we have a lot to cover, and I do want to get to a couple of other things. Like, you guys were at the fair recently.
Yeah. Lieutenant Nate Dean just got the day shift. He spent 11 years on nights. One of our younger leaders at the Sheriff's Department had a couple of years ago, took in the fair and say, hey, I want to do a couple of things to really showcase our department, and he's done a phenomenal job. I remember back in the day when I would work the fair with one of my great friends who retired, Randy Dorst, and we would be put up in a corner of one of the buildings and nobody come by us. It was just like, all right, what are we doing? But Nate took it to a huge level and brought in Marshfield Police Department and really the entrance of the fair. We have an area that we can showcase, our partnership with Marshfield Police Department, and other first responders, and the dispatch trailer is set up right there. And you're walking in and the first contact you're having is with, with your first responders and law enforcement officers from your community. And so we had, our armored vehicle up there, Marshfield did. We had our snowmobiles up there. We had, different people coming up, whether or not they're from the K-9 unit or just showing off some of our gear, and things like that. And Nate, he's there the entire week. And then, many of us go up there and take turns working with him. But just did a phenomenal job, getting great feedback. And I'm really proud of Nate for taking something that kind of got pushed away under previous administrations and then coming to us with an idea. I mean, you never know where your next great idea is going to come from. And Nate had one. He grabbed it and really, really showcased that our department and, in law enforcement with the community. And again, got some really, really good positive feedback, not only from the community, but our county board notices that too. And that's, part of the people we work for.
Right. And it's really good to hear. We were nice enough, Civic Media was cool enough to get us a booth over there. Oh, we were there all week. And when I was up there with Melissa, I came in one entrance and went out the other on purpose, because I had heard from a couple of people that you guys were, or that we had a sheriff's department set up over there, and I wanted to see how it was looking. And I also wanted to say hi, because similar to what you were saying, I wasn't sure who was stopping by and some of that. It was busy. I didn't have time to go over there or anything. They had plenty of people over there. There were kids over there laughing. It was a really fun experience. It was really cool to see what was going on there. Big tip of the hat to him.
Yeah, thank you. He really amped it up. He had to do a lot of giveaways. He had a wheel he'd spin, and kids would spin that, and they get a prize. And he did a phenomenal job. So I'm happy he's going to be on day shift, because I think he'll be able to do some more PR stuff that we always could do. We always could do more.
Yeah. Speaking of PR events and events coming up, you have a canine event around the corner.
We had a couple of wheelers from both Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield did brat fries for us. And they've been a great community partner as well, supporting the canine unit, as well as Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis. They did a fundraiser for a golf outing, and they chose their charity to donate us to our canine units. And we talked a lot about that support that we've been getting from the community has been ongoing for many years, and it's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger of people that want to help us out. Mm-hmm. And our canine unit seems to benefit the most from it, which I'm not complaining.
People love dogs.
They do. And with the therapy dog, and seeing other agencies doing the same thing or already having a program like that established is pretty big, because getting Lola out there with Susanna, at any public event that we can get them to, it's a little different dog than the police dog. Mm-hmm. That has the job to either find articles or find drugs or explosives or protect us. The therapy dogs, hey, come on, I'll sit in your lap. and that calming effect it has on people is huge, especially in law enforcement. So a big shout out to the community partners and our foundation, our Acacia Foundation, that has just done a phenomenal job fundraising for us, and all the community partners. It's huge.
I joke that people love dogs, but another part of this that I think speaks to the increase or the rise of not only events like this, but the community wanting to help with the canine unit and the therapy dog unit and these things is I think we're understanding more and more what our officers are going through, what are expected of them. And so many I know in the community are looking at things of, okay, what do you need? What do you need to do your job? Because we don't know. And the more that these kind of conversations or those kind of events where you're in the public and you're able to communicate with people right back and forth and show just a human being with a badge, like some of these things, I think it creates more and more empathy. And hopefully, along with that, being a recruiting tool and sparking something in a young kid. We've talked about this with touch a truck events and some of that. Little kid comes by, sees a squad car, maybe gets a spark to be the next Joe Friday. We don't know. That was a really old reference I just made. I don't know if anybody even got that.
And I talked about it before, coaching football and the connections you make with, kids in high school. And it's pretty cool to hear kids say, I want to be a cop. Yeah. Yeah. One of our running backs that unfortunately got hurt, senior year, Sager. And he had told me last year he's thinking about, law enforcement, and he wanted to go play college football and what would be a good, college to go to, and not only get the opportunity to possibly play football, but also what would be great to guide me towards that career in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And he's still interested, and we've talked about it even after his, career ending season ending injury. He's still, that's something that's his goal. That's what he still wants to be in. And that's cool. And he's not the only one that I've had that conversation with. While coaching, because people know what I do when I'm there, and Tony Biolo is just awesome. Of course, I got history there, but with what he's done with back to badge game, and just our first home game, he goes, hey, take your squad and drive and escort the team up to the field. And the kids liked it. If the kids didn't want to do it, I'm like, okay, but no, they did, and lights going, and I was able to put some music that they chose on the PA, and as we came up to the stadium, it was cool. And you throw that siren on, and then they're on the field. And that's fun.
I actually got goosebumps from that. That's
just
cool.
Like, and you know how I feel about police escorts, you know, especially when it relates to kids.
Yeah.
When they do something really cool in the community, it's like, hey, let's do it, because that makes us all feel good.
We also want to congratulate one of our Rapids own, one of ours that has kind of gone on. And then it's a bit of a bittersweet feeling, but totally. We do want to congratulate him.
Yeah, Joe Zerflew. He started as the police chief over at Grand Rapids PD, you know, and we talked about him before, and he's been on the show before. Had a phenomenal career with the sheriff's department, but, you know, I look at it, you know, miss him greatly. You know, miss him more than people probably know. Great friend, great leader, you know, great teammate. But the other thing that you look at is you can be proud of a friend and an individual when they step up to a leadership position, you know, within our profession, and it's local. So it's really, you know, it's awesome to see that. I got a chance to stop by and see him yesterday, his first day, and just, you know, BS with him a little bit. And it's different, but it's a good different, because I'm very proud that, you know, he had the career with us, and it's going to continue as he leads another, you know, police agency within, or law enforcement agency within Wood County. It's like Scott Drew, you know, very similar, you know, going up the ranks at the sheriff's department, and then, you know, moved on to lead Port Edwards. You know, those are great friends to have, and people that I'm very proud of.
You're saying a big congratulations to him and his family. Well deserved. And enjoy, Joe. We'll see you around, man. Mm-hmm. We'll see you around. There is a new jail program. Well, I wanted to talk about the new jail, and there's a program you guys are doing over there with Mid-State.
Yeah. Mid-State's been a great partner. You know, within the community, there's so many people that I've talked about before. But Mid-State came up with, you know, another a training program, something that we can put in our inmate programming. And Ted Melby, you know, goes back a few years. He graduated from SPASH a few years after I did, but we were fortunate. I've talked about it before, that partnership with Mid-State and Wood County and, you know, Human Services looking at, you know, hey, how can you provide some leadership training for, you know, our department heads? And Ted taught one of those classes that I went to, and then he started off telling about his story. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, you went to SPASH. Oh, okay, now we got something to talk about. Right. Played football, you did this. And then, so we kind of striked up that conversation and kind of developed into a friendship. And then he had started teaching at Mid-State full-time recently, and then we kind of brainstormed, okay, what can you bring to our jail? You know, I mean, you're doing some leadership training for your leaders within not just Wood County, but in the community. But what about, you know, something for a jail? So he came in and taught a course for six inmates that really focused on, you know, once you get released, you know, what's that next step? You know, the goals, you know, moving forward, you know, a lot of those things. And, you know, that he put together as a course. And I'm really proud of the fact that, you know, we're continuing to expand the opportunities for people that are in custody that want to get better, you know, because most of the people, besides the two individuals I already talked about, will be returning back to the community at some time. And, you know, six people, six inmates, hey, want to try this, and it's new, and we got great feedback, and it's something that, you know, we're going to continue to showcase that, especially that relationship with Mid-State Technical College.
A big thank you to them, as always, and what they do in our communities. Wherever you have a Mid-State, you have a tech school that is putting into its community, and I appreciate that, and connecting with its community. This is also a bit of a full circle moment, because I would say that if not our first conversation, one of our earlier conversations was, how do you stop the revolving door? Yeah. How do you stop the return criminal? And so much of it was asking, you know, why you did what you did, giving opportunities to the individuals that are fighting for them, that want to, you know, pursue them and everything, because this isn't a handout, it's a hand up kind of situation. Mm-hmm. with that, and now we have a program like this involved, where this is something that it's an extension of that, or an add-on to that, if you will, about, you know, hey, you tired of being a knucklehead? This is how you can get out of this. This is how you can end the cycle. And so for not just that person and that individual, but possibly generations of his or her siblings or you know, any of the their children or any of these other things, it really does lead into other stuff. Yeah. And it's very cool to kind of think of that earlier conversation and hear this one right now in this awesome program that exists.
No, I'm excited to see that build. I mean, it's hard to provide these opportunities now with the, you know, with our current jail, but you know, Susanna Wagner, who's our assistant jail captain, helps run the jail, and the idea came up and she took it and ran with it. She does a lot. She oversees a lot of our programming, and so I give a lot of credit for her. To, hey, let's make this work, you know, because we only have really one space in the current jail that we can provide, you know, any type of program. So it's always being used for, you know, a lot of the opportunities that we provide. So, no, I think it was a great, you know, chance to do something different, something new, and, you know, highlight that, you know, that relationship we have with Mid-State.
Always appreciate the time, sir. Yeah. A great conversation as always with you today. We do want to encourage people, if you do want more information or want to reach out to Sheriff Becker, you can do that. I do have the website, woodcountywi.gov. You can find the departments and the Sheriff's Department there, woodcountywi.gov. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good way, or just give us a call. You can call us through dispatch or our non-emergency line. Just goes directly to Sheriff's Department for money through hours, business hours. 715-421-8715.
Always appreciate the time. Yeah. Stay safe out there. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good.
Ben, thank you again to Sheriff Sean Becker and our Wood County Sheriff's Department for joining us today. We say a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big thank you to them. Like and subscribe to their page. Well, a little more Midday Magazine coming up for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.